Alors, on est maintenant avec Shane de Silverstein, qu'on a vu au Festival d'été de Québec il y a quelques semaines. Hi, Shane.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
It's been...
Bonjour, salut. Bonsoir, whatever you say.
Your French is good. Oh, no. Hell no. It's terrible. But I do have a lot of family in France, so I can kind of understand it, but I really can't speak it. And they all speak perfect English, so, you know.
I want to start... talking about this song you put out yesterday. Skin and Bones, the name of the song. Tell me about it.
Well, it goes pretty hard, we've been told. So people are really enjoying it. It's really a great chance for me to showcase kind of everything I do vocally. We have, you know, the screaming, the heavy stuff. We have the really...
But you already showed all your career, you showed that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm doing that in the song. I'm doing the big singing chorus. But we also have kind of some spoken word stuff, a little bit of yelling. So it's kind of like one through 10 in terms of intensity, but all the way along. So it's cool. There's a lot of dynamics in the song. And I like that. I enjoy doing a lot of different vocal styles.
Is that a song that will be on a future album, maybe sooner than later?
Well, we haven't officially announced anything yet, but I think people know we were documenting an album we were making in Joshua Tree earlier this year, and this is the first thing from that. So the album details and you know what we're planning for upcoming is will be announced soon. A little bit of patience, but for now... We're just hoping people love Skin and Bones and are rocking out to it.
Where are you with the sound of the band? I mean, the last album, Misery Made Me, was in a kind of style. Can we expect the same style of music for the next album?
Well, I think everything evolves, and we try to, you know, just do it naturally. We don't really talk about what we're going to do. I think when bands do that, when they say... Oh, we're going to make a super heavy record, you know, then they're kind of forcing it and it's not really natural. It doesn't really come out properly. So we've just focused on this time around spending a lot of time writing as many great songs as we could and then kind of figuring out where they're going to go on a collection of songs, if you will, and how we're going to do that later. So, you know, I think... If you wanted to compare it to the last record, I think there's some similarities, but I think also there's quite a bit of stuff that sounds a little bit maybe like the early part of our career, especially Skin and Bones. You know, even that song has some of the talking bits, some of the poetic parts, which we were doing on our first album, you know, which 21 years ago. I can't add or subtract. So, you know, it's cool that we're able to still, you know, be our own influencers in a way and kind of take from some of our old material and bring it back.
Let's talk about tonight's show, starting with this new festival, this nostalgic pop-punk festival in Burroughs Creek, Ontario. What was your reaction when you heard about this festival with bands like Fall Out Boy, Jimmy Eat World, Billy Talent tonight?
Well, we didn't even know the whole lineup. We were told we were going to be opening for Billy Talent. And, you know, they're great friends of ours. We've known them a long time. They're one of my favorite bands, Canadian bands. And so we agreed to it. And then slowly but surely, the lineup got more and more revealed. And we, by the end, we were like, holy crap, like, this is crazy. Like this is one of the best lineups, you know, I think Ontario has ever had. So... Really, really cool to be a part of it. And even, you know, like Gob. Like, I love Gob. Just got to watch them. One of my favorite bands when I was in high school. You know, so there's so many cool artists like that are here. So it's really, really cool to be a part of it.
Is this festival gives you a lot of Vans Warped Tour vibes?
Well, I haven't been around yet. But I'd say no. Because Warped Tour, you have... a million stages, you've got like people selling shirts everywhere and, you know, craziness. This is kind of like more of a big festival vibe. You've got two main stages, you know, you've got kind of one big area where they're selling all the stuff. So nothing will ever be Warped Tour, of course, but I do think in some ways this might be better because, you know, you're not everyone's just playing for 30 minutes. You get to see, you know, longer sets, and that's pretty awesome.
Shane Silverstein just came back from Quebec, but I gotta ask, when will we see you again in Quebec?
Well, I will say this, I can't tell you yet exactly, but it will be sooner than later. So look for an announcement very soon, especially if you're in the Montreal area.
Have a great show tonight.
Thank you, man.